Good day, and welcome to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, with Reiki Master and host, Phyllis Lee Forimoto, as she shares with you inspiring stories along with her practical wisdom for finding balance with spirit in everyday life. Now, here's your host, Phyllis Forimoto.
Hello, this is Phyllis Forimoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Today I have the privilege to be with Fran Brown. She is a master who lives in the Bay Area and was initiated by Hawaii Otakata. And I'm not going to give much of an introduction today because Fran will definitely speak for herself. Fran, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And of course, the first question is, could you tell us how you met Reiki? How you came to Reiki, how you took the first Reiki class?
All right. What was his name?
I think Wally something.
Wally, yeah. Wally was an airline, a United Airlines pilot, and he met Takata in Hawaii. And he brought her here to teach a class in Portola Valley where he lived. And to fill that class, he called around and he called the Trinity Center where I was the healing minister and was looking for people who might take the class. The pastor, Beth Gray, told me, go take the class. So I did. There were about 25 in that class, and that was our introduction to Reiki. And then whenever Takata came into town, then she always lectured at Trinity Center. So there were numerous occasions. It was 1973, and when I took that class, and it took me a long time to feel what was happening in my hands, because she would initiate people and then send us downstairs to the living room and ask us to put our hands on the shoulders of the person in front of us.
Right, the Reiki train.
Yeah, make a train. And that's how you felt the Reiki energy.
And then did you practice on yourself after you took the Reiki class?
Yes. That was the only person I had, because when I came home and asked my husband if I could give him a Reiki treatment, he says, "You what?" And he said, "That's weird stuff. That's weird stuff. No, don't touch me." Uh-huh. I had two sons that agreed with him.
Uh-huh.
I had decided Mom was kind of weird, I guess. They never really said that, but I knew that's what they were thinking. But my oldest son thought this was great stuff, and about 2 months later, when Takata was back here again, he took Reiki.
Wonderful.
Yes, and I think it was a great help to him. I think it helped him to get in touch with his intuition more clearly, and so he functions that way now. He has a .com company or two.
Wow, great. So then did you take second degree? You obviously took second degree at some point.
Yeah, it took me about 3 years to get enough money to take second degree.
Mm-hmm. And you took it here in the Bay Area?
Yes, yeah, from John Gray.
From John Gray. Yeah. Oh, not from Hawaii Otakata.
No.
Uh-huh. And then, so John was already a master by that time?
Yes.
Yes. And then, how did you come to become a master?
Well, my husband died in 1977. That was 4 years after I had met Reiki. And I thought, well, I have a life ahead of me. I can do anything I want. I might as well be useful. So I decided I would think about becoming a Reiki master. And Takata was very agreeable to that. She was delighted that I was interested, and so it was a matter of getting together with her, which took about 6 months. So I took my husband's insurance money. My husband died in 1977, and he had Lou Gehrig's disease, and he didn't want to see that through to the end. It was too debilitating. And so he took his life. And, well, I was so mad at him I could kill him. But as I came to terms with the grief of it,
yes,
then I took his insurance money and I took Reiki and took Reiki Master's training.
Uh-huh. I understand that you went to Hawaii Otakata to get your initiation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What was that story? That sounded like an interesting story.
Well, catching her with something else, and finally I caught up with her in January of 79.
Uh-huh.
And she was going to her home in Iowa. And so I went there and stayed with her for a week while we did an intensive Reiki training.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a man who came from another state from, I don't remember now. He had driven through a snowstorm to get there. And so together we taught him, and this is how she taught me to teach.
Oh, because yeah. He was a first degree student.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
He was a travel agent.
Oh, my goodness. Back when travel agents were really travel agents.
Yes, and he had met, what's her name that lived in Hilo?
Kei Yamashita?
Yeah, he had met her, had gone to her looking for Reiki, and so she had told Takata about his coming and presenting her with a very elegant vase
wow.
for a gift, and please, would you please teach this man Reiki? So she had agreed.
So everything came together,
yeah.
A student for you and your time with Hawaii Otakata.
Yeah, for as you need somebody to work with, so
yeah.
There he was.
Great.
Yep.
And I understand that you recorded your
yes,
conversations with Takata at that time?
Yes, and when we started out, I brought out my little recorder and tapes, and she says, "Hey, you put that away." And I said, "Well, can I tape it?" She says, "No, no." And so we started in, and I said, after a few hours of work, I said, "Takata, I'll never remember all of this." He says, "Oh, tape it." And so I taped it all. And so I have 8 tapes of my training.
Great. And I understand that you use those to pass on to your masters also.
Yes. They have been transcribed.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I give my masters. As a backup, you do it this way, you don't add anything to it, you don't change it. This is the way you do it.
That's great. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And so people know that you have a line of teaching that extends
yes.
through you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And wonderful.
And then I met one of Hayashi's masters in Japan.
Uh-huh.
And we compared notes about teaching and initiation, and finally we were doing the same thing. So she told me that I was authentic.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Was this Mrs. Yamaguchi?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Great. So now we get to an interesting question. Well, maybe this is not interesting for you because you probably had this question for many, many times in many, many years. So for you, what is Reiki?
What is Reiki?
The yeah. energy of Reiki.
That's right. Well, the way that I see it, there is an energy that is responsible for forming all of the stars and all the planets and all the everything. The creative energy that is the center of all things. And the energy that comes from that center is unconditional love. And so our whole planet and everything that's in it is made of this energy from the Creator itself. And that's what's going through me and through you, and we call it chi or ki, but it's that energy from the Creator itself the unconditional love. So you are made of love, unconditional love, and so am I. So let's be friends.
Let's be friends. That's a good idea.
All right. And so that's what the energy of Reiki is. It's just a special connection to the, I think of it like a computer connection. The initiations and the training, we plug you into the energy. Then it's up to you to use it. Uh-huh. And it's unconditional love, and it works, and it makes all kinds of wonderful changes. You can't overdo it. Whoever had too much unconditional love, and you don't take anything from this person, so it's just the unconditional love from the Creator itself. Whatever name we give to it, I call it God.
Uh-huh.
And yes, and so if you're created out of this energy, and I'm created out of the same energy, then we are the same stuff. And so this to me is the Holy Trinity. You are made of the energy of God. I am made of the same energy of God. And so therefore we're a part of each other, because the energy is, it's a part of the love. And to me this is the Holy Trinity.
Uh-huh.
And that's what Reiki is. It is an expression of it. It's just another contact to that particular energy. You can do it through prayer, too. There's a lot of ways of doing it. But this is a particular form.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. So, it's almost time now for our station break. So we're going to take a moment for a commercial. And this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, with Fran Brown, a master initiated by Hawaii Takata in 1973. Well, she wasn't initiated as a master in 73, but was initiated first degree, and in 1977 as a master.
January 1979.
Okay. So off we are to a station break, and we'll be back in a few moments.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Reiki in relation to religion, other disciplines, the government, mainstream medicine. You'll find the information in articles that appear bi-monthly in Reiki Magazine International.
Sharings, experiences, and questions from all over the world.
Taking out a subscription is easy. Go to ReikiMagazine.com and click on subscribe. Find your agent in the country where you live and pay online or by check. Online payments can be safely made on a secured page.
ReikiMagazine.com.
Discover how to create the reality you desire, manifest your destiny, and find your authentic self. Meet your angels, teachers, and guides along the way. Explore how karma is created, how contracts can be cleared, and how to heal past life and ancestral pain to clearing your path toward ascension in this lifetime. Learn how to make this experience joyful and not frightening. Jean Adrian's book, Soul Adventures, is available for purchase on her website at Amazon.com and in your local bookstore. She also created a card deck, the Inner Speak Cards, which enables fast and simple karmic clearing sessions. They are available for purchase on her website at www.innerspeak.com. That's www.innerspeak.com.
Create a life with growth, balance, abundant peace of mind, and joy. Tune in and call into Spirits Evolving with pragmatic psychic and certified hypnotherapist, Lee Channing. By using the simple tools for growth offered by Lee, including intuition, color awareness, creative visualization, and more, build a stronger understanding of your own energy and offer clear, unencumbered energy to those with whom you share your life. Whether for an individual or a business, home environment, or or your office. Lee evaluates and interacts with the energy at hand, providing an analysis of the problem and a description of the options available to move forward successfully and with grace. Spirits Evolving with Lee Channing broadcasts each Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spirits Evolving, your guide toward a life filled with more balance, intention, and contentment.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
We're back again. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, and with our guest, Fran Brown. Fran has just talked a bit about what she feels Reiki, the energy, is, which is unconditional love, according to her. And then, do you call your practice Reiki, or do you have another name for it, what you teach?
Reiki.
Reiki.
Yeah.
So Reiki is the energy, and Reiki is the form also.
Yeah. Reiki is what we're dealing with.
Great. And what is one of your favorite Reiki stories?
Oh, my.
I know, it's tough. What one comes to mind, anyway?
Well, the one that comes to mind most, first of all, is when my husband had a quadruple bypass.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We had been in Europe, and we all had talked about his coming home to have a quadruple bypass, and so he did. All the people there said they would send him healing, and of course the people here who know him also said they would send him healing. And so when he had his bypass, he woke up the next morning. They let him sleep from the surgery overnight, and when he awoke in the next morning, he looked around and the doctor was standing there. And so he said to the doctor, did something come up? When are you going to do my surgery? He says, I did it yesterday. Freddie never felt a thing. And later that morning, he had to get up to go to the bathroom. Nurse wasn't around, so he just went and came back to bed. And he says, well, that's better than messing up the bed. And the nurse says, well, says, if you really feel you need to walk, we'll do some this afternoon. I'll come back for you. And they took off and they walked. He says, all right, you ready to go back to bed? He says, no, let's keep going. And having, as he saw the doctor later, several weeks later for a checkup, there were other people there that had had the surgery a month ago, 6 weeks ago, and they were still on their pain pills and wondering when the pain was going to go away. And Freddie says, what pain? The doctor gave him pain pills. He said, I don't need these. And he gave them back to him. And so the doctor, when he sees him, says, ah, my painless patient.
Your painless patient. That's a great title to have.
Yeah, painless. Quadruple bypass and no pain.
That's amazing. So we're talking about Fergie now, and he's not your first husband, who
no.
died in 1977, but he's your second husband.
Yes.
Yes. So this is a great Reiki story. This is one of my faves.
Yes.
So Fran, tell me about when you first met him.
Oh dear. I met him in New Hampshire on the ski slope. It was actually in the ski lodge in 1946.
1946. Just wait, all listeners. This is a great love story. Continue.
Well, he asked me to dance. The jukebox was playing. At the end of the dance, he said, will you marry me? I said, you're out of your mind.
But he knew what he wanted.
Yeah. He recognized the soulmate. He doesn't know what those are. And he's not so sure they exist. But fits the description very nicely.
Great. So then you saw him a few times after that?
Oh, yeah. I saw him from time to time. And then I came to California in 1950. And, no, it's before 1950, I guess. I don't remember.
Well, years are not important. So you came to California.
And he came out here to see me. And I still didn't want to be roped into four walls.
Uh-huh.
I had other things I had to do first.
Uh-huh.
There's a big world out there.
And you were an airline stewardess at the time, right?
Not then, no.
Not
later.
Then? Oh, later.
Then I went home, yes. And that's a good story, too.
So then you were...
I was a flight attendant, yeah. And then he got married, and then I got married, and he has a daughter. I had three sons, and then we didn't meet again until quite a few years later when our children were grown. He began looking for me, and I think he had somebody search the internet and a few other places to see where I was hiding. He didn't even know my married name.
Oh, because Fran Brown is obviously
no, my
your married name?
Name is Walker.
Walker. Ah.
Yeah, right.
So even though you were on the internet because you're a Reiki master and you've had a website for quite a few years, how did he find you from Walker to Brown?
I don't know just exactly how all that came about, but he ended up going to the school that I went to, the high school that I went to, and that's now a parking lot. And he went to the name was moved to the new school, and they said, oh, that's too long ago, because I graduated in 1941.
Right.
And so he went to the county school district. And there he found my brother and my sister. And so he chased my sister down. Of course, she was married and living in Atlanta, which was not where he was. He was looking for me in Daytona Beach, which is where I grew up.
Uh-huh.
But my house had been taken down, an apartment house built in the property. So many changes. And so finally... through my sister then, she gave him my telephone number, and he called me and we talked, and that made the connection, and that was not that long ago.
Yeah, let's see, you've been married how many years now? About 5 years?
5.5 years.
Because this is another great story. So, you were going to be married September?
September the 15th. He came out here a few times, and we decided, well, his wife died, and so he was a widower, and I had been a widow for 25 years. You see, the first 25 years I was single. Then I got married, and for 25 years I had a husband and a family, children. And, you know, you live in the kitchen and come out to do your chauffeuring and shopping.
Right.
Yeah. And then I was 25 years a widow. And then he comes along. So we're on our next 25 years. Anyway, we decided that we would get married. All right. So we spent a couple of days rounding up the stuff, you know, the certificate, the marriage license, the wedding ring, the wedding dress, the location for the wedding, and the minister, the reception. You get the invitations out, and there was no time to mail them, so I delivered them by hand. And so the wedding was set for Saturday, 15th of September. And he says, oh, by the way, I have to go back to Boston for some business. He says, I'll be back on Friday, on the 14th. I said, fella, aren't you pushing it a little bit? He said, oh, I'll be there by Friday, by noon. All right, so he left. And come Friday noon, he called me. He says, there aren't any planes coming out of Boston. They just had a 9/11, and the planes came out of here, and so the skies are closed. No planes. He says, and as soon as I can get there, it's Monday. All right, you're looking at a bride-to-be on Friday with guests coming on Saturday for a wedding, and the groom is stuck in Boston. Well, we had the wedding.
A great 9/11 story.
Yes, and because he couldn't get here, my two sons were my bridesmaids, and his daughter was his best man, and she was on an extension at his house, and so I set up a conference call so that three cell phones and his land phone were connected. So when the minister would speak into his cell phone and Ferdy would answer, then one of my sons stood in for him and he would repeat what Ferdy had said so that the people there for the wedding could hear it. And so this is how the wedding was enunciated. And it was, Michael had brought his boombox. And so we had a wedding march. Love is a mini splendor thing. That was the wedding march.
Wonderful.
And another friend had her violin, and so she played for us. And another friend sang, and I hope she was singing the same thing that was being played. But it came out very nice.
Oh, that's really beautiful. And then on Monday
came, yes, and he said, well, I don't really feel married. So we got the minister and we went back to the park and did it again.
Great. Wonderful. So married twice, and then he really got to kiss the bride.
Yep.
Wonderful.
And now he was content. Oh, he's not sure he believes that we are really married. So I sent for a copy of the wedding certificate, marriage certificate, so that he could have this and look at it if he couldn't believe it.
Great, because he's waited all these years.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful, right. Wonderful story.
So we're very happy together. And I was 77 and he was 80. For the wedding.
Amazing. And now he travels with you quite often or all the time?
All the time. He travels by himself too.
Uh-huh.
And he looks after me real well.
That's great.
Yes.
Because
he takes good care of me.
Yeah. Because, listeners, you wouldn't believe it, Fran still travels around the world teaching Reiki on a schedule that makes me shudder, and I'm traveling all the time myself. So it's great that you have him to help you out when you're traveling. Take care of the bags and stuff.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we're going to take a little break for commercial. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. See you in a few minutes.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
For Spirit of Film Conversations, this is Randall Barrow. Hello, Seventh Wave listeners. I hope you'll join me each week as I explore how movies are changing the way we think, live, and dream. Spirit of Film Conversations showcases today's independent and visionary filmmakers and their personal and artistic journey to bring their vision to the big screen, television, DVD, or streaming video on the internet. Spirit of Film Conversations is also for people who make movies, whether the established film professional or the aspiring filmmaker. My show also celebrates the motion picture's unique ability to affect us emotionally, intellectually, even spiritually. So if you want to hear the real behind-the-scenes story of the most amazing and visionary films being made today and find out how you can use movies to empower you in your everyday life, join me each week on Spirit of Film Conversations every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Also, check out my website at spiritoffilm.net to find out more about the movies I talk about each week. and thanks for listening to Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change.
Reiki Magazine International has readers in over 40 countries worldwide. Reiki Magazine International is respectful and open towards every Reiki school or lineage.
Taking out a subscription is easy. Go to ReikiMagazine.com and click on subscribe. Find your agent in the country where you live and pay online or by check. Online payments can be safely made on a secured page.
ReikiMagazine.com.
Discover how to create the reality you desire, manifest your destiny, and find your authentic self. Meet your angels, teachers, and guides along the way. Explore how karma is created, how contracts can be cleared, and how to heal past life and ancestral pain to clearing your path toward ascension in this lifetime. Learn how to make this experience joyful and not frightening. Jean Adrian's book, Soul Adventures, is available for purchase on her website at Amazon.com and in your local bookstore. She also created a card deck, the Inner Speak Cards, which enables fast and simple karmic clearing sessions. They are available for purchase on her website at www.innerspeak.com. That's www.inner-speak.com.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. We're here today with Fran Brown, a master initiated by Hawaii Takata and has practiced Reiki for over 30 years. For those of you who are not familiar with the Reiki history, I would like to just talk a little bit about Hawaii Takata. She was a Japanese woman who lived in Hawaii. She was born in 1900 from parents who worked on the sugarcane plantations on the island of Kauai. When she was 34, her husband had died and two of her sisters had died very suddenly and very young. She was very depressed and had a tumor, and she needed to go back to Japan to have surgery. So she went back to Japan, and while she was preparing for her surgery, she heard a voice say to her, "This operation, not necessary." She heard this voice three times in a matter of days, and after the third time, she decided to ask the surgeon if there was another way. He said, "Of course there is another way, but you need time." She was then guided to Shijiro Hayashi's clinic for the first time that day. She spent every day at Hayashi's clinic receiving a treatment for the next few weeks. At the end of this time, her health was improving and her passion for learning Reiki was increasing. Well, to make a long story short, she learned Reiki, became a master, and inherited this practice from her teacher, Shijiro Hayashi, upon his death in 1938. Hawaii Takata taught and practiced Reiki until her death in December of 1980. In the 1970s, she became very busy in teaching on the mainland, as opposed to in Hawaii, all of which is the United States. And the Hawaiians call the continental United States the mainland. And on the mainland, she taught in the San Francisco Bay Area, in the Chicago area, and in the last years of her life, in the south part of British Columbia, Canada. The masters that she initiated, for the most part, lived in these three areas. Fran Brown is one of the masters that she initiated in the San Francisco Bay Area. Fran, we've spoken so far about your wonderful experience of having your husband treated when he had a quadruple bypass, And I'm just wondering right now if you could share with us what you've been doing over the last 6 months. Where have you gone? I know that your travel schedule has been incredible. One that would be really amazing for me even. So, Fran, your travel schedule, tell me about it.
This year, that's only 6 months.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
It'll give people some idea of how you're gallivanting all around the world.
Well, on April the 10th, we left and we flew to Paris. We went by way of Frankfurt to Paris in order to get a direct trip, not have to change planes in the States here. And so that was direct to Frankfurt. And then on to Paris, where our friends met us. And the next day, we drove to Burgundy, to the Buddhist temple, where I teach, have taught twice a year since 1985. And so we did our stint there, and returned then to Paris, and there was then 10 days before we were due to be in Amsterdam for the Reiki Alliance Conference. And so we visited a friend of Ferdy's in Estonia, that which is where he was, where Ferdy was born, in Tallinn. Then after 10 days of rest there, we went to the conference in Amsterdam and enjoyed that very much, had a good time. Then we started back home by way of, what did we do? We went back to, we went from Amsterdam to Paris, overnighted in order to fly back to Frankfurt in order to pick up the other half of our flight back home to San Francisco.
Right, by this time it's like the second week of May, something like this. Wow.
It was, that was, let's see, a week or 10 days, and it was a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had left the 10th of April, and this was about the 10th. It was the 9th of May that we got home. And we were home for a whole week and packed our suitcases again and went to Ireland, where I was to talk to people about Reiki at a conference there, whatever it was, a weekend something.
I think the Reiki Association of Ireland?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. They were in a 3-day meeting, and I got to play with them.
Great.
And we told stories. And then I got some touring of Ireland, and then we came home. And that was a week or 10 days then, so that took us to the end of May. And we've been home since the 1st of June.
Yeah. 6 whole weeks.
Yeah, is it that long?
I think so, almost.
Yeah,
great.
So we've been home to catch up. And the mail, we had 5 bushels of mail. And it took us a week just to open the envelopes.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we're playing catch up.
Uh-huh. Well, Fran not only travels around the world, she also has published a book about Hawaii Otakata that has been translated into many languages, so
nice.
Your words are also traveling around the world. Tell me about your book and what inspired you to do the book.
Well, we've been asking Takata for a book because Americans like books. And she says, well, I'm preparing one. And she was talking to tapes. And so when she died, then
Helen Haberle?
Helen Haberle was given the tapes. She had told Takata that she would write her story. And so she transcribed the tapes and published a book then from Takata's tapes. And then when she'd finished that, she sent the transcription of the tapes to me. And so I sat down, and because the language was a little difficult in places, my excuse to get my words in there. I wrote the book in my own language, as I would tell those stories. Exactly, the content was exactly what was on the tape. It was just that the phrases were different.
Right.
So that was really the only difference. And so when that one came out in 1992, then it went into 9 languages.
Uh-huh. And do you know what those languages are? Like I know that there is a Russian edition. Is that true?
Yes, I don't think it's available anymore. I've seen it in a pirated copy.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the Russians, sometimes that's the way that starts out, and then it gets more. Official, and then but it's like Spanish, French,
yeah, English, Estonian, yeah, Russian,
Dutch,
yeah,
German.
Oh yes, the German came out simultaneously.
Oh, and Italian.
Is it Italian? Yeah.
Uh huh.
And let's see what I don't remember.
And maybe some Danish or Swedish or something, and one of the Scandinavian languages?
I don't remember.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that's about 9 languages, actually. So, are you happy with the influence that this book has had in the world of Reiki?
Yes, because I feel it is the truth. And it's what Takata wished to tell people about her teaching.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm very happy to have been able to present it. And I'm happy that it's in so many languages. And so I suggest to you that you find a copy that you like and enjoy it.
Thank you, Fran. And for those of you who have not had the pleasure of reading Fran's book, I encourage you to find it on Amazon.com or order it or find it in your local bookstore. We're going to have another session with Fran Brown after the next commercial break. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Reiki in relation to religion, other disciplines, the government, mainstream medicine. You will find the information in articles that appear bi-monthly in Reiki Magazine International.
Sharings, experiences, and questions from all over the world.
Taking out a subscription is easy. Go to ReikiMagazine.com and click on subscribe. Find your agent in the country where you live and pay online or by check. Online payments can be safely made on a secured page.
ReikiMagazine.com.
Blending the practical and the mystical, The Emmy Louie Show, with host and one of the feng shui architecture's leading experts, Emmy Louie is an honest, fun, and entertaining look at exciting fields of feng shui, architecture, and even politics. Each week, Emmy and her expert guests, including the biggest names and trendsetters in these industries and cutting-edge experts in green and sustainable practices, offer advice on how to make the best of your home or office, your environment, and your mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to The Emmy Louie Show each Tuesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern on the 7th Wave Network and get that spark that'll change your life. The Emmy Louie Show. Understand your physical space and activate your energy.
Discover how to create the reality you desire, manifest your destiny, and find your authentic self. Meet your angels, teachers, and guides along the way. Explore how karma is created, how contracts can be cleared, and how to heal past life and ancestral pain to clearing your path toward ascension in this lifetime. Learn how to make this experience joyful and not frightening.
Jean Adrian's book, Soul Adventures, is available for purchase on her website at Amazon.com and in your local bookstore. She also created a card deck, the Inner Speak Cards, which enables fast and simple karmic clearing sessions. They are available for purchase on her website at www.innerspeak.com. That's www.innerspeak.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto. We're back with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Today we have with us Fran Brown, and she's been regaling us with wonderful Reiki stories. A wonderful wedding story, a love story, a story about sharing her relationship with Hawaii Otakata. And Fran, I'm sure that you get this question a lot, but could you just share with us a little bit about your impression of Hawaii Otakata, what she was like as a human being?
Well, you can begin by reading my book.
Okay.
Because that's her words. Many of them, there are pages there that are her words, and you can get from that much of the person that she was. She was really a very lovely person. We all adored her. She was a very strong person. And she knew what she wanted to say, and she said it. She often lectured at the church, and it was drew a large crowd to hear her. And we were always delighted to have her back again.
What did she talk about when she lectured at the church? Reiki or just a general spiritual lecture?
Mostly about Reiki.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because she knew what it would do. She had been using it and she knew what it was all about.
Uh-huh.
So trying to help us to understand. And usually it was followed, her lectures were followed by a class later.
I see.
Week.
Uh-huh. And did you assist her in some of the classes when she came to the Trinity Center?
Nope.
No?
She didn't need any assistance.
Uh-huh. Well, that's another hint about her character.
Yes.
Because
she was a very strong person. She could do what she needed to do.
Uh-huh. And at that time, do you know how old she was? She was...
She must have been... 70, because when she was 75, she said she was thinking about retiring.
Uh-huh.
And she was looking for people to make Reiki masters to continue her teachings at that age. And I was number 7.
You were number 7?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a very magic number.
Yes, it is.
Great. Great. And do you have a story that you would like to share with the listeners about your life with Reiki?
It is my life. When my husband died, I decided this is what I would do with my life. And so this is my life. Most everything I do is around Reiki. And I have lived by the principles. Took a while to get them under my belt, really. But I started working at that many years ago, and I have been liberated by living the principles, not to anger, not to worry, to respect my elders, to be grateful for whatever challenges come my way, and to be kind to all that lives.
Right.
And that's my life. And I'm very happy that I have arthritis, but it never hurts. I'm never inconvenienced to things like that. the pain pills the dentist gave me are still in the package. I find that it's added a great deal to my life, makes my life much more comfortable, and I greet each day with joy. I think life is fun, and when it's not fun anymore, you can have it back.
Right. Well, you shared with me earlier something about how you want to go out of this life. So can you repeat that again for people?
Life was never intended to be a journey to the grave. It's to arrive there in perfect condition, taken care of, and looking just great. Instead, skidding sideways, champagne in one hand, chocolate in the other, arriving there with a body all worn out, ragged and torn, and singing, "Wow, what a ride!" It's a great ride.
It's a great ride, and Reiki has made that ride even better.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. I tell myself I don't believe in pain. So when I'm faced with something that's likely to be painful, I just remind my body, really, we don't believe in pain.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't have pain.
Wonderful. Great.
I may have an inconvenience of something as it occurs, a trauma, but it doesn't last long. Trauma may still be there, but I don't feel pain.
Great.
And I think that Reiki has to do with that.
Wonderful. Well, we'll all look forward to this time in our lives, too. Thank you very much, Fran, for your time and your energy and your sharing. I really appreciate it, and I know that the listeners do also.
Well, thank you for the time. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome.
I got lots of good stories.
Great. Well, in order to get the last word in on Fran, I have to say thank you again, Fran, for a wonderful, wonderful time together. And Hawaii Otakata used to say, when in her classes, that Reiki will give you health, happiness, success, and long life. And I feel like Fran epitomizes this. And the other thing that Hawaii Otakata used to say is practice, 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 which Fran has done from the moment that she received Reiki more than 30 years ago. You're a great inspiration for us, Fran. Next week, I'm going to change the format a little of the program. I'm not going to have an interview, and I am going to answer some of the questions that have come in concerning the last programs. So if you have a question for me, not just about the last programs, but something about Reiki, and maybe if you would like to write in your own opinion about what is Reiki, please do so at usuireiki@mac.com. That's MAC.com. Thank you very much for your listening. We'll be together next Thursday. Have a great week.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's episode of Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover how you can find balance from within.